Matt, welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on this morning. Excited to be here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely going to be able to enjoy watching some of the players coming up. You've got a wonderful field. Here's just some of the past champions of this fine event. You had Gabriel Ruffles, your 2023 Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Champion. You had Rixon Liu, who was your 2021. And you had Fatima Fernandez-Cano as your 2022 winners. Can't wait to see who your year this year is going to be for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. Tell our listeners a little bit about how this tournament started here and Carlisle's involvement along with the Epson Tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Epson Tour has been in the greater Phoenix area for a good number of years, and Carlisle, which is a manufacturing company based in Scottsdale, came on board in 2021 as the title sponsor. And at the time, the event was being played down in Mesa. And this year, we've kind of changed our schedule around a little bit, moved the event to May. It used to be played in March, and as we moved the event within our schedule, we started to look at moving the venue as well, and ultimately landed at TPC Scottsdale there at the Champions Course, which, you know, as you guys saw, is a beautiful venue and should be a great test for championship golf here this May.
Well, they, you know, as we all know, they play the Champions Tour Q School Finals there, so there's been a lot of heroics and heartbreaks at that golf course. But how did TPC Scottsdale Champs Course get involved, and what a great venue?
Yeah, no, like I said, it's, you know, Carlisle being a Scottsdale-based company, their, you know, their offices are about 5 minutes up the road, so part of us moving it was getting it a little bit closer to where they're located. And, you know, obviously the TPC Scottsdale as a property is, you know, one of the most well-known golf properties, you know, in the country probably, so, you know, it's an incredible team there that we're excited to be working with, and really just bring this event to a whole new level this year.
And some real cool things. You've got the Girls Golf LPGA, USGA, that will be involved with the event as one of the charitable beneficiaries. Over $100,000 in total contributions in the four-year history of the event will be surpassed in 2024. That's absolutely amazing. You've got a wonderful schedule for what's going on. Tell our listeners when everything gets underway on May 6th. Give them kind of a schedule of what they can expect to see May 6th through the 12th.
Yeah, so tournament week will kick off on that Monday with some practice rounds as all the players begin to arrive, and they'll be coming from our previous event down in Tucson, Arizona, so making the drive up a couple hours here on Monday. Then Tuesday, some more practice rounds. We'll have our official pro-am on Wednesday, and then tournament really kicks off Thursday through Sunday. And during that weekend, as you mentioned, you know, we partner with the Girls Golf of Phoenix. We do a really cool clinic for all those girls to get to come out, learn from the pros, get to interact with the pros, and then hang out on the 18th green as play concludes, and get to take some pictures with the winner holding the trophy. And really cool group picture that we get to do every single year, and it's such a great experience for those girls that are the future of golf, and, you know, beyond just playing golf, but being involved in golf, working in golf. Some go on to become LPGA teaching professionals, and, you know, the impact that program has on these girls' lives and in golf, but in life in general, is really, really important, and it's great to see, and we're so proud to have such a important contribution that we make each year. So we're really looking forward to that on Sunday. But before we get to that, we also do a brewery festival.
I was going to say, Matt, we got to talk about that.
yeah, a little more adult-focused, fun-focused event we do on Saturday where we've got 10 breweries coming out to the golf course,
Woo-hoo.
Setting up sampling tents and basically like a little beer garden where each of these breweries is offering free samples to the spectators there that day. And then all those beers that are being sampled are going to be sold as a special that day at concessions.
Nice. So one thing, your Pro-Am day, are those shotgun starts?
It is a shotgun start, yes. We've got one at 8 a.m. and then another one in the afternoon at 1:30 p.m. So still have a couple spots available for any of your listeners that might be interested. We can find some more information on our website at CarlisleLPGA.com. But, yeah, looking forward to that day as well. It'll be a fun one. We do a kickoff party Tuesday night as well. That's going to be over at the DraftKings Sportsbook there right at TPC, so nice. That'll be a fun part of the week as well.
Now,
so
will
for,
the,
for our listeners, just want to let you know that it'll be an opportunity for a in-person appearance by Jim Hill and I in the Pro-Am, and I'm putting my recommendation in for the 1:30 start,
yeah.
So I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to drive over from the west side.
And Matt, we're having the Pro-Am party at DraftKings. Are you going to be able to get a little bet down on some of the players at DraftKings? Are they going to be on the board?
No, unfortunately not. We don't have odds or gambling on the Absinthe Tour, not at this level. But maybe someday we'll get there and can grill the game that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is very true. But I have to tell you, if you look at what's happened with this Epson Tour and the players that have come off this Epson Tour onto the LPGA Tour, I mean, Gabriella Ruffles is playing this week in the Chevron and playing well. Fatima Fernandez Cano playing well. Rickson Liu has been playing very well on the LPGA Tour. Folks, if you want to see the future stars and be able to support a great tour. Now, you're doing something. Tickets are only $10 to be able to get in, to be able to walk the ropes and be able to see these players, but you've got a four-day package for $30?
Yeah, that's right. No, and just going back to the talent level on the Epson Tour, so the top three ranked players right now on the LPGA in the world rankings, Nelly Korda, Lilia Vu, Celine Boutier, all have come through the Epson Tour in the last handful of years, and, the talent level is continuing to get better and better and better, and so, we'd love to have, as many people come on out and watch the golf tournament as possible, so part of that, we want to keep things affordable, keep things, attractive for, a family of four to come out, and kids that are 17 and under get in free with a ticketed adult. And so, we really want to make it a family-friendly atmosphere and make it attractive for families to come on out, have a really close, up and close experience with the future stars of the LPGA. And like I said, I don't know if you've been paying attention to what Nelly Korda has been doing, but she's won four tournaments in a row.
Yeah.
I think she's in third place right now at the Chevron, going for her fifth tournament in a row, which would be a record-tying accomplishment that's only been done, I think, once before. And, that's the talent level that's on the Epson Tour that just hasn't made it to the LPGA yet.
Yeah. Well, Matt, we want to thank you for joining us. We look forward to visiting with you over the next several weeks and visiting with some of the players here on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. You know that we will do everything we can do to continue to promote getting our listeners out there to be able to watch the future stars of the LPGA Tour. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Look forward to seeing you out there in May.